This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Surgeons at Intermountain Health are the first in Utah to offer a new less invasive procedure to help treat patients who are experiencing achalasia, a disorder of the esophagus that makes it difficult to swallow food and beverages. Achalasia and other swallowing disorders are usually caused by the esophagus muscles and the lower esophagus sphincter not relaxing, making it harder to swallow and hard for food to pass into the stomach. Traditional treatment options for achalasia included medication, pneumatic dilation, Botox injections, and surgery. Surgery has generally been the most effective treatment for achalasia, which affects about 1 in 10,000 people. During surgery, surgeons cut the muscles of the lower esophagus to help open it up and make it easier for food to pass through. This is traditionally either done through a large incision in the chest called a thoracotomy, or more recently performed laparoscopically through the abdomen. Now, there's a new, less invasive option for patients in Utah who have achalasia that doesn't require major surgery. Surgeons at Intermountain are now performing an endoscopic procedure called peroral endoscopic myotomy, or POEM for short, which replicates the more invasive surgery without major incisions. With no incision made through the skin, POEM results in a minimal hospital stay or sometimes no hospital stay following the procedure. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.